This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. My Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming as online. And don't forget about the satellite as well. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us, along with our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people out there helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, right now, keeping America free and safe. And to all the people that are working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working in the oil rigs all around the country, around the world, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Follow us over there. And also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And now, just for flip, here he is, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And Flip, give me a thumbs up. And a wag of the tail with the dog he keeps showing me over there. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, boy, where do you start on a day like this? How about if we start with your Democratic congresswoman that's up there? I do not know her name, but I saw the interview on Fox. She says Trump saved her life because she was very deathly ill with the coronavirus, COVID-19, and because he had allowed hydroxychloroquine to come in, they used it on her along with a Z-Pak, and it saved her life. She was near death.
Yeah, Representative Karen Whitsett. I was very surprised that she came out as boldly as she did, very honest about what happened. And, she was really sick, and she was afraid she was going to die. And you know that our stupid, evil governor...
To begin with, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Witless Whitmer,
yep,
had wanted to ban it,
yep,
and even threatened doctors,
yep,
for prescribing it. What a bully woman. But anyway, the good representative took it, and she said within a few hours she started feeling better, and that she was able to go back home very, very, very quickly. And so, I mean, she looks great. She was on a nice interview last night. And,
on Fox, I saw her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm really glad, too, that, she, you know, being a Democrat and you know how politically motivated they have been to, even during this crisis, she came out and she gave full credit to the president and did admit, you know, that she could have died had the governor of Michigan, you know, gotten away, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So good for her, man. And the president also tweeted her later. I saw, you know, saying how glad he was that she's much better and all of that. So
this is the example we need to set for each other. Instead of playing the political game and all this crap like the mainstream media keeps trying to do in these press conferences, and you know, I'm just so sick and tired of watching these reporters and trying to play a game where it's gotcha. Well, the president keeps sticking it to them, and I love it when he does it.
Yeah, he stands up for himself. He doesn't act like George W. Bush used to do with those guys. I used to just get so irritated when I used to watch George W. Bush get smacked around, and he wouldn't smack back. And I love how he takes it to the reporters. I mean, these reporters act like they're little kings and queens.
Well, John Carl from ABC yesterday got called a third-rate reporter. I mean, and he just he didn't know what to say to begin with.
Oh, he didn't know. None of them know what to say. That's why they say all that stupid crap that they say, and so they just get taken to school. And the president points it out. I mean, he just lets them have it right back, and it's good. I think that even helps his approval ratings because people are seeing this guy.
Yeah.
He's not being pushed around. He's not taking that crap.
Well, according to the International Business Daily and the TIPP poll, Trump's approval rating has risen again amidst the pandemic. People believe that he's doing a really good job, and I mean, the numbers keep going up.
He's doing a very good job, Captain. When you consider all that he's been, you know, getting all the different factions that he's getting to work together, and the way the hospitals are handling the situation, despite what the leftist media is saying, hospitals are doing a good job. Hospitals are not, in many cases, even in New York City, they're not overwhelmed.
Listen to this. We have a hospital within the sound of my voice right here in my area that just laid off people yesterday because they didn't have enough patients to keep the people on the staff.
There you go.
How do you like that?
I was going to mention about two hospitals in New York City. The same situation. They showed a video. There was nobody in line to come to get checkups for the virus.
Yeah, we're going to address that because we're going to be taking a break here in just a second. I'm waiting for the music. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the U.S. medical leaders that now see a glimmer of hope because things are getting better. We may have hit the epics here. We may have hit the peak. We'll see. But things certainly are looking that way in some parts of the country. So what do we do now, folks? Well, put me in coach, right? I'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. We'll have one of them in just a minute.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The deep state swamp urchins continue to damage the United States by making life more difficult for sovereign U.S. citizens. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, we all know that the coronavirus situation will subside and go away, and Americans will be heading back to work. It is possible that some jobs will not be around when it's time to return to the workplace. That is why, among other reasons, it is infuriating to know that most likely, without President Trump's approval, deputies have announced that they have begun the process of importing 85,000 H-1B gig workers to take white-collar jobs that would be needed by millions of American graduates after October who have lost jobs during the coronavirus crash. At least 1 million white-collar jobs have been transferred to foreign workers so far. According to Marie Larson, a co-founder of the American Workers Coalition, which opposes the many visa worker programs that have transferred 1 million white-collar jobs to foreign workers, this H-1B gig preferential treatment of foreign workers at the expense of qualified Americans was not ordered or approved by President Trump. Roughly 100,000 new H-1B workers arrive annually, which I believe is a major component in the effort to de-Americanize the United States. Wake up, my fellow Americans. The republic you save may be your own if you're willing to try. I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and he is hanging on the phone here, and I will get to him in just a second here, because I got to tell everybody that Moss Nissan brings you this part of the program. Moss spelled M-A-U-S. That's M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Now, check them out, and I'll tell you what. If you need to get a car repaired, and you're here within the sound of my voice, there are four dealerships that you can go to in the Moss family. And if you are a veteran, active duty military, or a first responder, active or retired, or the family of a military active duty military person, then you get 15% off on having your vehicle serviced at any of the Moss Nissan or Moss Acura locations around town. So that's a pretty good deal. And again, when you buy a certified pre-owned or a brand new vehicle at Moss, you get Moss Care. Comes with each new and pre-owned vehicle. And if you tell them that the captain sent you, you get $500 off the price on the vehicle. So many great reasons are out there for you to stop by Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com or Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Their locations are in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, up in Crystal River on U.S. 19, on North Florida Avenue, 11001, with both the new Moss Nissan and the Moss Acura dealerships. So there you go. All right, back to Mr. Ron Edwards, who's chatting in the chat room there. Are you awake now? Okay, all right. Listen, life was so much fun when we were rolling along here. There is a situation right now. U.S. medical leaders are seeing a glimmer of hope. Now, let me just say it this way. There are reports coming from some areas around the country showing that the curve has been reached, or a slowdown is also taking place of the reported cases. And yesterday, Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx believe the United States can come in well below the estimated death totals. Now, I said that from the beginning.
Yes, you did. And many others of us believe that as well. As we continue to do what we need to do, and part of that, one of the reasons why also that you're seeing fewer episodes of this than many of the more dire predictions, just because certain people in this country are taking care of themselves. We're doing a lot for our health, and so our immune systems are pretty strong. And number two, a lot of people have been following directions and self-containing themselves in their homes and whatsoever. And when they have to go out, they've been carrying themselves, governing themselves accordingly. And so, therefore, this thing is going to die. Flus and viruses die a natural death anyway every year around this time, a little bit, you know, maybe a little later when it starts getting a little warmer, but it's about that time anyway. So this thing is going to be continuing to recede as the days and weeks go forward, and I think we will not have to stay on this lockdown as long as some people want to. Now, Governor Whitmer of Michigan is already saying she wants to lock Michigan down for another 70 days.
Yeah.
Well, that's political motivation.
Well, it's
that's
also destroying your economy to where there won't be nothing left.
Well, that's the point. These Democrats, these leftist socialist pigs like her, want to destroy economy so that to piss off the electorate, so you know, we the people, and they think that's a way to defeat Donald Trump.
No, wrong answer.
There are others who think just like her.
All right, let's go to the phone lines because we got one of our compadres on here. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, sir. Thanks for having me. Hey, real quick. Okay, Dr. Fauci, right? He's supposed to be this guru of science.
Oh, right.
All right, roger that. Wasn't he the one back in January, late January, said it's not going to, we shouldn't worry about it here in the United States?
Yes, he
that's
did.
Number one. Right, that's number one. Number two, regarding the healthcare system, Governor Cuomo came out, according to the news, saying that, hey, it's a good thing we got the USNS Comfort in port to help take care of our overtaxed, overburdened healthcare system here in New York City. Well, how is that possible if they've canceled all elective and non-essential services at the hospitals, and now reports are coming out that hospital corporations are laying off personnel because there's not enough work for them to do that?
Bingo. There's two hospitals in New York. Mm-hmm.
Right, yep. Right to that. Okay, so there's the political angle. And this is number three. I'll make it real quick. So hydroxychloroquine, chloroquines, and quinolones have been around for decades. It's not... You know, variants of over 200 years. Okay, so now the hydroxychloroquine has been used to treat malaria. Its primary indication is malaria for you know, troops downrange and abroad, particularly in World War II, Burma, all that sort of stuff, right? So it's been studied for decades and decades. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, 70 years it's been studied. Mm-hmm. So everyone's hemming and hawing about getting something to the people, to the end user, to the patient, so that they can have an opportunity to see if it's going to take in their, you know, chemical makeup of their body and their physiological mm-hmm. makeup and stuff. But everybody's, they're hemming and hawing about that, but everyone, I say that in generalization, is collectively clamoring, we need a vaccine that's only going to take a year and a half, you know, year and a half to develop. And I'm wondering what your guys' opinion or Ron's opinion is on those things, because to me, it's more than a political, political bullfight going on here. It's almost as if people want this to happen so that they mandatory vaccinations.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll listen off there and take my call.
Thank you, and that's Eric. And what he's saying has a lot of merit.
Yep. Unfortunately, Eric is, in my opinion, almost 100% correct. People that are that evil, especially on the Democrat side, their hatred of the president and their hatred of freedom and liberty in this country, they're willing to use this virus as a way to take away our liberties.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right. They do want to bring forth a mandatory vaccinations. They do want to do those kinds of things. I've read some articles, and it's really dastardly how these people think.
Well, let me stop you for a second, because Steve just threw a point in here from Thailand. Steve says they want to destroy the economy, so almost all of the people become dependent on the government. They want the government to ultimately control all of us. This is the means of their end. And by the way, unfortunately, that is socialism on steroids, or making this into a communist a nation. And I'll go all the way on that one.
Well, that's what it is. You're not going all the way. You're just going where they want to go. That's it. They're globalist socialist pigs, and they just want to foul up our way of life. They don't believe that you and I should be free. They don't believe you and I should have liberties, and they want to control us. They want to dominate us. They want to tell us, show us, you know, force us to eat a certain way, genetically modified foods. They're coming at us in so many directions.
Well,
including viruses.
That's true, and we need to pay attention to what's going on here, because, again, they believe they have a winning issue. They believe they're on the winning side of this. The people are going to blame Donald Trump for all this. We're going to vote him
backfire.
Out. Yeah, it's going to backfire big time. Going to backfire.
Yep.
All right, we will talk to you on Thursday, my friend.
All right, take care.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook. Go over to theronedwards.com, the website. Find out more about him. Coming up next, Brooke Emery. Brooke says, Brooke Talks America. You hear on Saturday nights on a couple of these stations right here. So, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Some signs of progress in fighting the coronavirus in terms of flattening the curve. Still, many more people expected to pass away in the U.S. In New York City, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says the number of hospitalizations down slightly. Michigan and Louisiana still seeing their numbers rise. President Trump wishing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson well. He's had the coronavirus now for about 10 days, but he has been moved to the intensive care unit in a hospital in London as he's now critically ill. Johnson is 55 years old.
Americans are all praying for his recovery. He's been a really good friend. He's been really something very special, strong, resolute, doesn't quit, doesn't give up.
And a big rally on Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 8%. You are listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's my buddy, Donna Fiducia. Used to be with Fox News. She's up there with her hubby, Don, and they are up in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia, and hello to everybody listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB in Carrollton as well. Now, this portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, and they are located at 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for that great big 9-foot tall Uncle Sam with a red, white, and blue American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores. Try getting that out of them. Yeah, right. Good luck. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it. That's going to be Kevin out driving around. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345. 45, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. They're practicing social distancing, but that won't keep you from getting a donut in the back room. There you go. All right, joining us, we've got Brooke Talks America, the one, the only, the incomparable Brooke Emery. What's up there, kiddo?
Good morning, Sunshine.
Yes, it is a sunshiny type morning. Listen, you heard what I was talking about with Ron Edwards, and I'm telling you, I've had it. I'm over it, okay? I understand that they have hyped this thing up to immense proportions because they were trying to get the people to practice social distancing and get the curve down and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff from people that were catching this, et cetera, concerned about people were going to die. Well, here's an interesting little stat I'll throw out at you, and then it's your turn. 3%, roughly, is what the death rate is here in Florida, roughly. Okay? 97% not only get over it, but they go on to totally recover and go on to a normal life. That's so far with everything that's been going on.
Right. Yeah. So, well, speaking of hyping it,
yep.
You know, you and I were talking on the, before the show.
Yep.
This is, and you were talking about it with Ron. I believe this is totally hyped in a dangerous way. Obviously, they want to. It's a real virus, obviously. I mean, if you get it,
sure.
You know, it's devastating when you actually get it, as are many, many other medical situations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is discounting that, least of all me. I certainly don't want to get it or anything like that. But I find it so interesting that the experts, because it's always the experts and always believe science, right? So in 2013, Fauci was hyping chloroquine. Now he's dismissing it. He's very laissez-faire about the idea that this combination with the chloroquine, I'm going to abbreviate it, VPAC and zinc will actually work, when in fact it has shown astronomical success.
Worked all the
so
time.
Why would you,
worked all the time in L.A. Mm-hmm.
And in France,
yep.
By the way.
Yep.
Plus, there's a treatment that is like an IV treatment for vitamin C,
right.
Where you have high doses of vitamin C that's working. Now, in my opinion, this exposes bureaucracy and big government and
sure.
Also the deep state. But how do you, when you're dying, I mean, Trump is really exposing the deep state, because when you're dying, we have people dying all over the place. Thank God he did right to try. You try whatever the hell you can try.
Yep.
You don't say, well, we're going to just sit, only a bureaucrat sits around and goes, well, we don't really believe in it because we want to sit around and wait 18 months. Oh, how many people are going to die between now and then?
Mm-hmm.
So you can be proven right, or you can come back and say, meh, I was wrong. And you're never going to get fired.
Right.
That's what bureaucrats do. It's disgusting.
Now, do you remember back in 2005, George W. Bush was the president, and he warned us that we needed to prepare for a pandemic ahead of time? Granted, we were dealing with a whole bunch of hurricanes at that time. I believe it was, what, 3, 4, or 5? I forget the exact number down here in Florida. I was
four.
Okay, I was responding to so many of them, I couldn't even keep them straight, because at that time I was down here working with CERT, and we had a bunch of things going on. But he warned the country back then what was going to happen, and, you know, we needed to pay attention. And for over 40 years, as a firefighter, as well as being in emergency management, we practiced for this stuff all the time. Table talk exercises, actual exercises. Biological and germ warfare attacks. We did this all the time. It was a regular occurrence, and all of a sudden they just stopped.
Well, a couple things on George W. Bush, and I really like what Ron said about him being so ridiculously passive in the face of the relentless assault against him. And he's an embarrassment. I'm sorry. Okay? The only things he has had to say are bad against Trump. He never said anything about the Democrats assaulting him for 8 years or about what Obama said about him. So I don't remember that because I was not engaged at all in politics, and so I don't, you know, and I wasn't a fan of his. But the what happened with this situation in New York, right, in New York State and in New York City, the government, the governor and the mayor dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And nationwide, Obama dropped the ball, because after swine flu, he did not. Now, when you get USA Today, which is left, just like all the other media outlets, saying the truth and fact-checking the claim that Obama had dropped the ball, and you find that it's true, you know that they have to be accountable, because this, they're trying to blame Trump, and it's not going to work, because he's exposing every day on those press conferences
right.
That the media and everyone is trying to go against him and use this to bludgeon him. They all dropped the ball. Is it perfect? No, obviously. Okay, situations. But this Defense Production Act is showing that he, not the other people, he has mobilized all of the resources of the public-private partnership to achieve the goal, moving the military around. They were having the military go directly into New York City instead of going to Albany and then take it there. So the deficiency with this big government behemoth is being exposed.
And here's the thing. When you deliver logistics to a spot, you don't necessarily take it to downtown New York City or downtown Miami. I'll use the Hurricanes, for example, or downtown Fort Myers or downtown Orlando. You take it to a warehouse somewhere outside where then the local units that are there, the smaller trucks and whatnot, take it in. It's very unusual that they bring the big semis and all that stuff in with the full trailer loads into where things are going. Why? Because there's such destruction, or there's a risk there to the drivers and everybody else, which there certainly is in New York, where they don't want to get them in there. So because the drivers, you got to keep the trucks moving, and if you run out of drivers, who's going to drive the truck? You?
Right. You have a staging area, and especially in there, you could maybe do it now because there's nobody on the road, but you don't, this is, all of these people that are in government, they're theoreticians. They just sit around and think about stuff. Yeah. Okay, it's the people on the front lines that actually have to do it and put it into motion. Okay, Trump understands that because he's been doing it as a business person. And by the way, this is the thing that always gets me. They always say, "Oh, he was a celebrity businessman and or a celebrity," and that's all.
Yeah, The Apprentice.
Yeah, but he has to know, if you read his book, he has to know as an international businessman, everything that would have a contingency across the world, from religion to politics to economics to natural disasters to whether you're going to put a hotel in the Oklahoma tornado zone. So he knows all of this stuff for 50, 60 years. They can't win with this guy. The only way they can win is what you were saying earlier is about ballot harvesting. And all of this is about the election.
Yeah.
All of it. And they are literally willing to kill all of us to achieve their goal. Don't discount that.
Sure. Now, folks, and we're running out of time here. So, folks, Brooke has got a radio show. You can hear her right here on my flagship station Saturday nights from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and is called Brooke Talks America. And you have a website by the same thing, right? Brooke Talks America. Is that right?
I do. It's actually being put together now, but there are all different kind of ways you can find me: Twitter, Facebook, email.
Okay. All right.
Brooke Talks America.
All righty. Yeah. Well, I look forward to listening to your program on Saturday night right here on my flagship station. And other than that, stay low.
Thanks so much. God bless the troops. God bless the front lines, the doctors, the nurses, truckers, farmers, everyone that's helping with this, the grocers, the store clerks, all the people that you say.
Right,
We're so grateful.
Thanks for
God bless
much.
You.
Take care. All right. That's Brooke Emery, everybody. And I'll be right back. And call or hang on the phone. I see you right there. I'll be right back. Our beach and boating forecast. And then we'll get back to the phone lines here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Final segment coming up here.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Well, today, Tuesday, we're going to be partly sunny in the area. The winds start out of the southeast, and then they'll turn around to the northwest. They'll be about 10 to 12 miles an hour, roughly, for the day. There'll be a light chop out there in the waters. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet. The Gulf and the Bay water temperature both stands at 76 degrees. How about that? High tide happened at 2:08 this morning. Low tide coming at 8:30 a.m. this morning. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by my friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club, 213 locations across the United States. There's a location within the sound of my voice somewhere right now where you're at around the country. Now, I'll tell you what. since we've all been advised to keep our distance, to consider boating maybe the ultimate way to get away from everything and load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, have a great time on the water with your friends and family, and sun sanitize too. Now is the perfect time to become a member of the Freedom Boat Club. Now, if you're down here in Tampa, I am sitting right here where the largest franchise is in all of the Freedom Boat Club family. 500 boats, 30 locations and growing. And I will tell you that it's better than owning a boat. I know I've owned a boat. And without all the work, too, you just make a reservation, you bring your gear with you, bring your cooler along, bring your fishing poles, bring your water skis, whatever it is, your paddleboard, whatever it is you want to do, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing, too, because that's what they call it, sun sanitizing. So call your Freedom Boat Club today. The number is 855-FREEDOM. 855-FREEDOM. Find out what becoming a member can do for you. And by the way, reciprocity, oh yeah. You live up there, but you're down here. You can join it down here and use that reciprocity back in your hometown boat store. Okay? You can do that. Freedom Boat Club. Because like I say, 213 locations. There's one near you, I'm sure. FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay. That's FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay. The number 855-FREEDOM. 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Waiting patiently on the phone line is Todd from Tampa. So good morning, Todd. What's up?
Boss, let's get down to business. You sure. Just want to thank the court to dismiss the case or seal it or whatever for Rodney Howard Brown. I want to say something about a preacher. I was on my couch when the country was hanging in the balance here, and everyone said, it's Hillary, 98%, 99% Matt Silver and all the rest of these idiots. I got to listen to them on TV trying to tell me they've been wrong for 3.5 years, but they're going to try and tell me they know more about politics than I do. And then Trump came through on November 8th, and I went to that church, and I prayed in their prayer room, which I built, by the way. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God for it. So Rodney Howard Brown could do no wrong in my book. He stood up for the country when all the other preachers, I didn't hear a beep out of them. Okay, so God bless Rodney Howard Brown and the River Church and everyone that goes there. Father, in Jesus' name. Let me say this, Donald, where's that list? Where's Ivanka and Don Jr. and Eric Trump to put out the list of the 436 House members that Donald Trump, not Mitch McConnell, but Donald Trump supports? Where's that list at? Okay, I want to hear that list. I want to take this House back, and I want to take this Senate back, and that's my single focus here, besides get rid of this nonsense, because I don't know one Trump supporter. These are all leftists on the move to try and stop the Trump rally. They tried to try and stop the tweets. They even got Barr to try and tell Trump to stop the tweets. Now they're trying to stop the Trump rally. We've been to 7 of them, 8 of them, if you count Laura Trump when she was here. Okay, we stand with the American people. Not one Trump person I know has got this nonsense. We're back to work, and we got to save the country. God bless you, Captain, for standing in the gap and delivering strikes and throwing touchdown passes and saving the country for the last 3.5 years. Let's get to work. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Todd. By the way, that last reference there, when he started touchdown passes and all that, first thing I thought of was Tom Brady. Oh, Tom Brady coming to Tampa. I can't wait. You know, that's going to be exciting. All righty. Well, what are we going to talk about, you say? Well, how about this? The $1.5 trillion Phase 4 stimulus infrastructure that supposedly is going to bring more cash for Americans. Now, here's the problem. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, after it got passed, the $2.2 trillion Phase 3, she called it Phase 3, wasn't enough. That we would have to have another round of direct payments made to Americans and more money for companies to keep making payroll. Now, that's her words, not mine. In the meantime, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said health care should be at the top of the list. This is the perfect time to get our health care straightened around and all that stuff, and signal his intent to get to work on a new bill. Now, in a rare sign of emerging consensus as Washington responds to the public health emergency and severe economic fallout that's ransacking communities nationwide, a crisis on par with a war effort or the Great Depression, because here's what's going to happen. The longer we stay, the longer we stay out of work and shut this country down, the harder it's going to be to bring it back. And I'm not being a worrywart. I'm not being a negative person. I'm just telling you the way it is. You know how I know that? Go ask somebody who's had a fire or had a windstorm damage to a building or a restaurant or a flood. And after you got to go around with the insurance company to try to get your money, which isn't done right away, by the way, go ask one of those people how long it took to get themselves up and running and back to where they were making a profit. It takes a while. And the longer this goes on, the longer it's going to take. So guess what? We need to be working, and I know we are. I know President Donald Trump and other people are working at opening up the country. I'm pretty sure I got it figured out how they're going to do it, and I'll just tell you what I think. There's areas around the United States where the COVID-19 virus is not a big deal. Now, those are the areas that, in my opinion, they're going to open first. And when you look at state by state, different areas, when you look at what they're doing in Texas, I saw state troopers, they call them Department of Public Safety, DPS troopers from Texas, on I-10 and I-20, bordering Louisiana, those two interstate highways, pulling in every vehicle that came from Louisiana going into Texas. Every vehicle they were looking at. And if it had a Louisiana tag, or a New York tag, or a New Jersey tag, or a Michigan tag, I'm not done, or an Illinois tag, then they were pulling them over. And they had some medical people there that were doing the temperature thing and all that stuff, and then they were telling them, hey, you must go and shelter in place. Gave them a list of places where they could go, because they've actually taken over some hotels over there. And that's what was going on. So, with all that being said, that's Texas. Now, they're supposedly doing it in Florida, too, up on I-95 and up on I-10. I don't know. I haven't been there. And one of my trucker buddies told me that there definitely was going on I-95. So, there you go. But the thing of it is, and let's see here. Al just said to me, he said, my company is shutting down till the end of the month. Well, I understand that, Al. But look at it on the bright side. You get on over there. You can actually fill out your unemployment paperwork online. But you fill out your unemployment paperwork, and not only will you get whatever that minimum is, I don't know what it is, but you'll also get an extra $600 a week for up to 4 months on top of whatever your unemployment rate is going to be. So if it's 250 or 260 or whatever it is they pay, add 600 to that, that's going to be your unemployment check for the next up to 4 months. So keep your chin up there, Al, because I'm telling you, life goes on, and we're all going to come back as strong or stronger than you could ever humanly possibly think, because America is not going to take this sitting down. And China, I haven't even begun to start with that mess. China, are you kidding me? If it doesn't say Made in America on it, I ain't buying it. And everybody else should do the same thing. Those people can starve for all I care after what they've done to us. All right, I'll be back tonight with more of Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day. Stay safe. Stay healthy. God bless America.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.